Hey everyone, welcome back to Don't Panic, Let's Self-Love. Today's episode is going to be about letting go. I did a poll on Instagram and I was like, you know, would you want me to do a self-love podcast? And I didn't even like read what anybody answered because I just felt like this is what I needed to do. This is something I'm like really struggling with lately. And I think a lot of people can relate. This is like one of the many curiosities of the human experience. And I think it's the most important one. Just letting go is such a insane topic. It's so broad, but like there's so many aspects of life where you can let go. And some people like myself struggle with that. So I felt like this was like the perfect episode to go over that. So I have a lot of good stuff to say and some good Pinterest like quotes and stuff that I've been reading and just a little bit of like my view about it. So let's dive in. Okay, so for me, like letting go is really hard because I'm so terrified of change and I'm so tired of like the unknown and what could happen that I just like struggle to see the other side of things. I guess I only see my current situation, and sometimes it's so hard to see the other end of it and see that there's this other bright end to it than what you're experiencing. I'm so sorry if you can hear my dog, by the way. He's like playing with his bone. But I feel like you don't see that. And then when you finally do let go, you start to see this rainbow of what's happening around you. And things just like get a lot brighter. So I feel like when you choose to let go, you're like choosing yourself over that situation, idea, relationship, person. You're choosing yourself. And that's like the ultimate form of self-love. Which I think I've just recently found that out. Like, I'm just learning this. You know, I'm living day by day and learning that me choosing these scenarios, it's not selfish in any way. It's me showing myself that I love myself and I choose myself above all other things. And I am a number one priority to myself. These situations, these relationships, these ideas, these people, they come second to me. And I think that's really hard for some people to understand, including myself, because I'm sorry, I just hit the microphone, but because I always put other people before myself. And I'm realizing it can't work that way. You can't be happy when you are not your priority. So if everybody just focuses on themselves and makes themselves a priority, they're not only going to grow and become better people, but then that makes their relationships better. That makes the people around them better. And then as a whole, the whole community or whatever is better. So it's like, why don't we all do this? It's because it's hard. It's hard to prioritize yourself and choose yourself and let go of all these other aspects and just choose yourself. But you know, we're all learning. So I wanted to read this like Pinterest quote that I found, and it's pretty long, but I wrote it in my journal because I was like, this is amazing. So it says, when you decide to let go, you're not losing hope. You're only hoping for more, hoping for better, hoping for something worth holding on to. Because in letting go, you learn that sometimes hanging on hurts more, that fighting harder makes you lose, and that waiting only wastes your time. I cannot read my handwriting. In letting go, you learn that some people only come into your life to teach you how to move on, to teach you exactly who you shouldn't hold on to. In letting go, you learn that the things that you're afraid of doing are exactly the things you need to do so you can grow and set yourself free. In letting go, you learn that you may lose some people, but you will also find yourself. So this is so true because when you lose people, it kind of is like, okay, I let go of this situation, and now I'm suddenly realizing that being in that relationship, let's say, for example, would hurt more than letting it go. You may not see that in the moment, but being in that relationship, you would be suffering way more than you would for that tiny moment that you have to decide to let go and to be hurt, for that tiny moment that you have to decide to choose yourself. That pain is so much more minute than the pain that you will feel when you suffer for a long period of time because you cannot let something go. If you think about it in that perspective, I feel like that helps. Toby is growling. Okay. Yeah, and it's just, it's like sometimes hurting more is not worth it. It's not worth to fight harder for something that you're ultimately going to lose. Sometimes you have to just learn to let go and leave things as they are, because things are going to happen the way that they're supposed to, and there's nothing you can do about it. You have no control of outside experiences and perspectives and aspects of life, but you have control of yourself. And so ultimately, when you choose to walk away from a situation, it's choosing yourself and understanding that you're the one who can control your situation. You're the one who can control what your actions. You can't control what somebody else is going to do, but you can ultimately walk away and choose yourself in that situation. I don't know if that makes sense. I feel like I'm kind of rambling right now. And so one part of letting go is definitely heartbreak. So there's this Pinterest quote, and it says, "Heartbreak isn't all bad when you really think about it. Through pain, you evolve. You learn something new about yourself. You find out more about yourself. You learn how to read people better, and you'll develop an eye for catching red flags. You learn what works for you and what you won't tolerate ever again. You gain confidence. You get a little tougher. You become more aware of your love languages and determine what the right relationship is for you. It sucks. It takes getting hurt to realize all this stuff, but it was for your own good." And I think when you're in that pain of letting go and that pain of hurt, it's so hard to realize that that pain is going to go away. And when you're on the other side, when you're on the other side of the rainbow, like I was explaining earlier, you're going to realize, oh, that pain was nothing. That pain was nothing to what I would have felt had I stayed in that scenario, had I not let go of my control of things. The pain would have been way worse. And then I also posted something on my Instagram story, and I said, "You aren't moving through the feeling because you're giving the feeling a deeper meaning. That meaning is making you resist what you need to feel. Turn down the volume on that story, feel the feeling, and let it go." So that was from a Instagram account called The Q School. The EQ School. Emotional Management Techniques. Okay, that's cool. So much of the time we resist a feeling because we've given that feeling a meaning and inserted judgment to the equation. I shouldn't be feeling so angry over something so small. Ugh, I'm too much because I feel irritated again. I feel so sad and down. There must be something wrong with me. When really your feelings are just information. They're letting you know what your needs are or aren't getting met. There's a reason to what's happening in your world and letting you know whether or not you feel safe or connected. They could be cluing you into unprocessed grief or patterns that are no longer serving you. And I totally agree with this. I saw this thing on TikTok the other day, and it was like, this had me shook. It said, "You're only as needy as the unmet needs that you have." And that is so true. I have been called needy many a times by different kinds of people in different kinds of relationships. And I just have to say, like, when you are considered needy by somebody else, they are just not meeting your standards of what you need from that relationship. Those are unmet needs that you deem necessary for that relationship to work and for you to feel comfortable and confident in that relationship. And if those needs are not being met, that is not your fault. You choose yourself and you choose what you need. And when you ask for those things and somebody calls you needy, what they're really saying is that they cannot meet those needs that you need. Therefore, you are needy and you are only as needy as your needs are going unmet. So it's the story we give the feeling that often causes trouble. So when you add meanings about who you are to the feelings you're experiencing, it shifts the focus from what is this trying to tell me about what I need or what's important to me or how can I make this go away because it means there's something wrong with me. So instead of what this is saying is instead of when you feel sad, when you feel down, let's say, instead of feeling bad for yourself and saying, my dog is growling, instead of feeling bad for yourself and convincing yourself that something's wrong with you, that you're sad, that you're depressed, that you're not okay, that is when you start to self-deprecate and you get into those feelings too deeply, and then you start to put meaning behind those feelings, and then it just goes on and on and on in a cycle. And what you need to do, and I need to do this, is realize these feelings are my feelings and they're very valid. I'm okay to feel them. I obviously was feeling this way for a certain reason, and it's telling me something about the situation that I might be involved in. Sorry, there was an Amazon truck and Toby got a little like overwhelmed. He was barking at him. So yeah, basically those feelings are there for a reason. They're telling you something about the situation you're in. Maybe they're telling you, you know, do something different. Maybe you're sad because you need to pick up some hobbies or you need to change some habits. Those feelings are telling you something, and you have every right to feel how you feel. And in letting go of how you should feel and how you think you should feel, you are allowing yourself this ability to feel and have these emotions. And in doing that, you're making steps towards self-love and realizing that you cannot control things. Sometimes you can't even control your own emotions. So you just have to let them flow through you, and they will be released. That sad feeling, if you let it simmer, let it sit there, and then let it go. Don't give it too much time a day, but feel it and let it flow. And one thing my therapist told me was to set myself a timer. So, for example, like I was going through a breakup and I would get really sad about it, and then I would dwell on it for hours and hours and hours. And I was like, how do I stop doing this? Because it's just like, it's upsetting because then I ruin my whole night over this situation. And I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be able to control my feelings somewhat to where, yes, I can feel my feelings, but know when to turn it off. And she said a great thing, which I would so recommend because I do this sometimes, even when I'm driving. I set myself like a 5-minute timer, a 10-minute timer, however much time you need. Maybe start with a longer time and then work your way down. And let's say I'm in the car, because that's when I think the most is in the car. I'll set myself a timer. I'll play 5 minutes of sad music. I'll cry. I'll do whatever I need to do. And when that timer is up, I say, okay, I'm done. I'm done dwelling on this feeling. I'm going to let it go. And I'm going to move on to a different feeling. I'm going to move on to thinking positively, thinking about what's going great in my life right now, and let go of those negative emotions. And I think that's super powerful. Like, it lets you take control of those emotions, but also feeling them. Because, like, you want to make sure that you're still feeling those emotions. But when you feel like you can't control your emotions and they're everywhere at once, it's great to set that timer for yourself and be like, okay, I have this amount of time to dwell on those feelings. I love that so much. Okay, so I saw this TikTok and literally I fell in love with this quote, and it just made me realize like how bad I dwell on events that happen to me and make them me. For example, like my heartbreak, I will literally like dwell so hard on it that I will make it my personality and make that event something that is me and didn't happen to me, if that makes sense. So this quote says, "If you continue to hold on to your hurt and identify with it, you will remain that person forever. Identify it, pour unconditional love into it, and release it. Recognize it as part of your journey, but it does not move. It does not make you, nor does it have the power over you." And that's so true. Like that's the hardest part about this is just feeling those feelings and then learning you can release them. You can release them. You have that control to release those feelings. You don't have to hold on to those forever. Yes, those feelings are so valid, and what happened to you is so valid in every right to yourself. But at the same time, you have to understand that just let it go, like release that feeling and move on with your life and move in the direction that you want to go. And love yourself, put yourself first, and don't let that happening, that person, that event, do not let that define who you are, and let it go. Let it flow through you, and then realize, okay, it's time for me to breathe this out. Breathe it in and breathe it out. That's why I feel like yoga is like those like breathing exercises, because it's like, okay, you're breathing in this emotion. You're embracing it because you hold it for a little bit. You're embracing it. You're pouring all your love into it. And then you're letting it go. You breathe it out and it's gone. And that feeling is gone. And then you move on to the next thing. And that's so vital for growing because the faster you can move through these things, the more growth you're going to experience and the better of a person you are going to become. And the more self-love you're going to realize that you can pour into yourself instead of these emotions. Because when you focus so hard on these emotions and these happenings, events or whatever that happened to you, you're taking the energy away from your self-love that you could be pouring into yourself, and you're pouring it into these events. Let it go. Realize that it's not you. It's not who you are. And you can love yourself and choose yourself first and move on from the scenario. Okay, I have another quote. I have so many quotes on letting go. I have like a whole album. Or what is it? It's a board. It's a board on Pinterest, not an album. Okay, this one says, "I hope you learn how to let go. I hope you learn how to let go of everyone's opinion of your life. I hope you start to see from a place that lives deep within you that there is no universally correct way to live a life that is solely your own. Every human being has different goals, has different concepts of what happiness looks like, has a different vision of what it truly means to be alive. And because of that, people will judge you. The world will try to change you, but you must continue to move in your own direction. You must continue to go at your own pace, because if you allow for that to alter your path, you're going to end up living someone else's life. I hope you learn how to make your life your own. I hope you learn how to make your time here something you are proud of. I hope you learn how to let go of the comparison you hold so closely to your chest. I hope you strive to dismantle the distractions. I hope you strive to see beyond what is manicured and what is filtered in this life. You are a real human being who is living and breathing in this world, who is healing through and moving through seasons of beauty and seasons of change and seasons of evolution each and every single day. Your experience in this world will never be perfect, will never be faultless, but it will be real. It will be honest. I hope you learn how to embrace that. I hope you learn how to let go of your tendency to favor distance over depth. I hope you learn how to open this world, to open to this world, how to let love pour into your life. We often protect ourselves from seeming too eager or too interested. We hold our feelings back because we don't want to seem overly emotional or tender. We silence our instincts. We bankrupt our souls. And at the end of the day, we feel alone. I hope you learn how to let go of your fear. I hope you learn how to remind yourself that there is nothing wrong with vulnerability, with being human, with unhinging your ribcage and sharing your heart with this world. This is beauty to be found in being the person who cares. So care." That's so true. Like, if you just let go and let those feelings happen and let those emotions happen, like, so much can happen, and you just experience the world in a whole other way. And you live your true life. You live truly to who you are. And there's nothing better than living to who you truly are. There's no better feeling And I personally wear my heart on my sleeve, and I love that about myself. That's one thing that some people might find it too overbearing, but that's like who I am. And when I learn to embrace that and like share how I'm feeling and like talk about my emotions and everything, like even this podcast, like this is like something new for me, and like I'm learning to embrace that, and it's letting me live my own life. I'm not living to anybody else's standards or qualities or whatever. I'm living to mine, and I'm making it my own. And I find that so freeing, because like I am such a self-deprecating person where I'm like, oh, I don't mean anything to anybody. I don't mean anything to this world. I have no purpose. Yes, you do. You just have to think about it from your perspective, from the way that everybody on this earth has a purpose here. And we all just are living our own lives. We should let go of the idea that we need to live like other people and live the way that we want to live, because then we can truly be ourselves. We can truly love who we are to the core and let go of those like standards that we want to follow. I hope that made sense. I just rambled for a bit. But I truly believe that, and I think embracing who you are is so beautiful, and letting love pour into who you are as a person, because it's beautiful. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. Like, just like they say, like, every body is beautiful, you know, every person is beautiful in their own way. They all have different things about them that make them amazing, and the world would not go around if we were all the same person, if we all had the same good qualities about each other. If we all had the same bad qualities, the world would not go around. We need each other to make this world go around. We need differing qualities. We need caring people. We need straight up people, like blunt people. We need people who show love in different ways, because that's what makes the world go around. That's what makes relationships work too, because, you know, opposites attract. You learn things from other people when you're with somebody who, let's say, doesn't show love in the same way. You learn different things. You grow from that experience. So it's like pretty beautiful that we can all be ourselves and like really embrace that and let go of these like standards that are put on us from a very young age about who we should be. Okay, so that's all I have for today. I'm not sure what my next one is going to be on, but I really hope this was like enjoyable to listen to. This is like one of my favorite topics to talk about. But I just want to remind you to get into the moment of your life instead of into your head. Like, just let life happen. Let it go. Let it flow. Let it go. Let it flow. And I feel like you will start to see changes in your life and in your habits and in your self-love that you will really appreciate. So, bye.